Well, controversy is mounting over reports that Johnson & Johnson has been exporting millions of doses that are bottled and packaged in South Africa for distribution in Europe. Well, this is according to export records that the New York Times says it's seen from J&J manufacturer Aspen Pharmacare, as well as the South African government. Dr. Stavros Nicolaou is Group Senior Executive at Aspen Pharmacare.
Aspen does not control where the doses get allocated or what prices are set for these vaccines. We just fill and finish the product, and then Johnson & Johnson determine its fate, so to speak, thereafter. Of course, as a local manufacturer, we would have liked all of the production to stay in Africa.
Meanwhile, Professor Mary Ann Davis, who's the director of the UCT Center for Infectious Disease Epidemiology and Research, says Health Minister Dr. Joe Patler's announcement that the vaccination of 18-year-olds may start this week should be welcomed. Well, she says this is because there's new evidence of more severe COVID-19 infections among younger people.
One of the reasons that we may feel that we've seen more younger people is because we've just seen so many more infections. And when you see lots of infections, that does mean that you're going to see more people that you know and more people, younger age groups, just because they're more people overall who are getting severe disease.
Well,